How about ice hockey? Is it? It's all
Well, there
popular.
was no rinks around.
Right.
We used to love to skate on Deer Lake and Burnaby Lake. And when I was in Lulu Island, I guess I learned how to tell if ice was safe by the cracks as you went on. And we were quite often some of the first that would go on the lakes here skating.
That's hard to imagine at the time when you could skate on on those lakes.
Oh, no, I have pictures of us, and we had a lot of fun. When the kids were too small to skate, we'd put them in an apple box on a sleigh and skate along and go around the corner, and they'd swing around. And the dog would try to go around the corner, and he'd be slipping them. So, there was a lot of skating, night and day. If we wanted to skate other than frozen winters, we'd go to the Forum at P&E or Moody Park, the arena in New Westminster. And it was worth the trip to do that. There were also several roller rinks around. There was one in Edmonds, and there was one in P&E, and there was a couple down in Vancouver. And my wife and I used to do a lot of roller skating, like that, and the kids. So that was, and school parties, we'd have roller skating parties for the kids. And they'd all get there one way or another. It'd be a Saturday or something, or a Friday night. And but we didn't have skating, really, or hockey.
Now, the Winter Club went in the late 50s. Did that make a dent?
Well, when I was on the Parks Commission, there was a McPherson Park Winter Club and the Burnaby Winter Club. They both already existed, and so we were in cooperation with them for use of their facilities and vice versa. But it wasn't until they started building the rinks. And then, of course, there was the one in Vancouver, just, I don't know, Renfrew? I forget what they call that, but it was at one of their community centers. So there wasn't much hockey until, I guess, the late 60s. And then it really took off, because people liked skating. And if they could only skate once in 4 years on Burnaby Lake, then... So there were a lot, and their little kids would get involved, and of course there were quite a few stars who...
Oh, I've heard,
millionaire names. Stars who are helping out with the young kids now, which is really good.
Well, there's some well-known hockey players, I think, got their
start
at the Burnaby Winter
Joe Sakic and Glenn Anderson and McElhargy and... few others.
Now I gather swimming pools also have a long history in Burnaby. That there were a few pools, public pools around town.
There were wading pools.
Wading pools.
Yeah. The Center Park one was done later on. And then, of course, C.G. Brown was done, I guess, was I at South at the time?
There was something in North Burnaby as well.
Then the Island Daily pool was put in much later. And that was an interesting thing.
Was there an earlier one, though, before it was what we think of today as the Island Daily Pool?
There was probably a wading pool. There might have been a little bit more than wading. But this brings to mind something. Talking to people for the history book who lived in North Burnaby, Willingdon, from where... Burnaby Heights was in Island Daly, went quite steeply down to the inlet, and there was a pipe, and the kids used to slide down in the water, you know, in the summertime, go down the pipe right to the inlet. And so I sort of mused, saying, "Oh, that's why they put that sliding tunnel in Eileen Daly's pool."
There you go.
Keep up the tradition.
Exactly. Why not? Well, it's fun then, fun now, I guess. Well, what else? I was curious too. When what we think of as sort of the civic recreation centers started going in. I mean, a lot of what you're describing, it looks like it was sort of neighborhood initiative. People say, "Look, we all want to play soccer. Let's put a soccer team together." Or lots of kids here want to do something. Was there sort of a start of the era of what we think of as the civic recreation centers?
Yeah, well, the way, I give credit to the community people, groups, or either organized or not, who would come to the commission, parks commission meetings, and request tennis courts or this or that. And we were all for that. So the more public support that was coming forth meant that the council was then justified in putting in the budget. So it was a support from the groundswell all the way up. And so we on the commission and the council felt quite secure in advocating the development of these things.
I see. Okay.
There was a lot of support for it.
So it was in response to a public demand.
Well, it was part. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, but then it was also initiative on the part of park staff, planning.
Okay.
You know, the planner, like Paul Stockstad was a planner when I was in there. And there was a lot of long-range, excellent ideas when, you know, constantly extending it. So it was partly the neighborhood, partly people involved in the sport, like lacrosse players wanted their kids to play lacrosse. It was partly citizens, and it could have been councillors, you know, aldermen and councillors who suggested. Doreen Lawson was the chair of the Parks Commission when I got on. Oh, Jim Barrington was, and then Jim Stewart, and then Doreen Lawson. And of course, she was a very community-minded person as an alderman and a parks person, with saving the environment and, you know, the lakes and all that. I remember when I think I suggested that, well, let's sell some of these properties on Deer Lake, and then we can get money to build stuff. Well, then they said, no, we're not going to sell that, which is the right decision. But she was one person that an alderman who was a source of a lot of good ideas, and George McLean and Dave Hurd, there's a whole lot of them who were excellent. Maybe I shouldn't mention some, because I can't mention them all.
Right.
And most of them were, you know. We hardly ever ran into any opposition because we had the population was asking for it. And I guess they were all like us. A lot of the people were our whole street was ex-servicemen, you know, and looking for a new life. And it was a creative urge. And so it was quite prevalent in the whole population.
Yeah, I've heard that. So, I mean, some of the developments in Burnaby were specifically for veterans, I gather.
I don't know whether they were for veterans, but they were. The pressure was by people who were developing a family after taking off a couple of years.
Do you think there was kind of a generational, I know, characteristic to you know, the a lot of veterans, people who were trained to get in there and do the job, and
it might have been, yeah. I think most of the people I know were already that way.
But did you have a lot of friends and colleagues who did have sort of the, you know, the not necessarily active war experience, but who had been through that generation and maybe had some military training and.
Yeah, there were a lot of us. I didn't get overseas. I wanted to, but it slowed down before I got there. So I didn't have military fighting.
But you trained, though.
But, oh, yeah, I became a pilot officer in the Air Force, as a flight engineer, at 19. And I wanted to get over. I was supposed to go to Burma, and it was canceled. So, but there were a lot of people our age. That like George McLean was my age, but he joined the Navy at 16, you know, and so I don't, trying to think of people who, you're talking about people who were that age but didn't get into the service.
Well, just who sort of had that shared experience, maybe, having lived through a certain period of time, if they came out of it with a certain set of values and behaviors that maybe subsequent generations didn't have.
Well, yeah, and you're touching on something that I wrote something about. When I was in grade 8 at Richmond, you know, we had this program to encouraged us to read books. And I think I read 30 books when I was in grade 8. But I was in the library looking in a newspaper, and there was this big picture of this dead, crumpled body lying in the mud of a World War I soldier who'd been shot. And I was horrified. Mm. Now, the programs the kids watch, they're all stabbing and shooting each other. And I can't believe it. You know what? In order to sell products, they've got to give people horrible things to think about that maybe are challenging when they're young, but then they get used to these horrible things. Mm-hmm. And so in my time, you didn't bully. You helped each other out. You played together. You had a lot of fun. And if you wanted to fight, somebody had a boxing, mm-hmm. pair of boxing gloves, and you went to it. But now, I just can't believe how things have degenerated.